Welcome to the Nourish Gut Podcast, the go-to place for all things gut health. I'm Carly Raven, your gut health naturopath and nutritionist, here to guide you on a journey towards a happier, healthier digestive system. Are you tired of feeling bloated, battling with unpredictable digestion, or fearing every meal? Well, you're in the right place. Each week, we dive into the world of gut health, breaking down the complexities and uncovering practical strategies to help you and your digestive system thrive. I know firsthand the challenges of dealing with conditions like SIBO and IBS, and that's why I'm here to share expert insights, debunk myths, and bring you interviews with leading experts in the field. Whether you're a practitioner looking for effective clinical solutions or an individual seeking relief from digestive symptoms, you're not alone on this journey. So grab your favorite kombucha or a herbal tea, sit back, and let's dive deep into the world of gut health. Hello and welcome back to the Nourish Gut Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about some of the common digestive root causes. And what this means is we're going to be diving into why you might have the digestive condition or symptoms that you do. Now, there are a lot of different causes, and you may have just one primary root cause, or you may have multiple root causes. And knowing why you feel the way that you do is really important so that you can get to resolution and no longer experiencing those symptoms or in remission of maybe it's Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, for example. And it's something that I see so many people not doing. Most of the people that come to us before they are working with us are stuck in the cycle of symptom management. They're using band-aid approaches. They're just trying to control the symptoms that they have. And then the moment they stop doing whatever technique or therapy or supplement or strategy that they're currently using, the symptoms all come back because it's kind of like a band-aid and you're not getting to the bottom of what's going on. And this is so, so important. So because there are so many different root causes, I can't discuss every single one of them, but I do want to cover off some of the most common ones that we see. And I feel like this is going to provide you with a few little light bulb aha moments and get you thinking a little bit deeper about, you know, your health history, and maybe even you thinking about, like, when did all of this start? Like, and this is a great question to ask with today. As before we go any further, I'm going to actually ask you this question. Like, if you could think back to that day or that month or that year that these digestive issues that you're currently experiencing started, what was happening? What happened to you? What changed? Because that is a really key part of the puzzle, and you can dive deeper into that as well. Okay, and some examples there are maybe you went overseas and you got barley belly. Maybe you ate something and you got really sick. Maybe you got a really bad infection and you needed multiple rounds of antibiotics. These are all things that, you know, could date back to you being unwell since. Now, let's dive into what the common root causes are that we're discussing. They are poor digestive capacity. So this means an underfunctioning of your upper digestive system. So here I'm mainly talking about your stomach. So your inability to break down food and for food to therefore enter the next part of your digestive system, not fully digested to the place where it should be. Okay. And that's usually involving like poor pH levels in the stomach, low amounts of hydrochloric acid, low amounts of digestive enzymes, and there's lots of different factors and infections and things, lifestyle, diet, that interact and can cause someone like yourself to have poor digestive capacity. Now, when you've got poor digestive capacity, it leads on and has consequences in the small and large bowel, and can lead to some of the frequent and commonly presenting symptoms of both IBS-SIBO and even IBD. The second one is poor motility in your gut. So you have what's called the migrating motor complex. And if you could imagine a little motor that's sitting in your bowel and it is responsible for the clearing out and the flushing of bacteria and food and keeps things kind of moving along really beautifully. And the migrating motor complex is in the small intestine, but you also have actions that happen within the large intestine that are there. It's peristalsis, which means movement of the bowel. And so you want good motility of this migrating motor complex, and you want good peristalsis happening in the large intestine. And when you don't, this is where you get a buildup of bacteria. You don't poo properly. You might get more constipated. You may then get really foul-smelling wind. You may experience lots of bloating as a consequence of that. And then there's this picture of that recycling of toxins, because our bowels are a channel for elimination. So if you're not pooing every day and you're not clearing out your small intestine and the bacteria, not only can you get something like SIBO, but you can get that recycling of toxic waste and high amounts of inflammation. And this is where you start to feel, really lethargic, lacking in energy, foggy brain, and you can even start to get skin conditions as a consequence of not having good motility. Then there's also structural abnormalities. So this can be things like hernias, endometriosis, surgeries, adhesions, all of those type of things that create a structural issue that is going on. And some of these structural issues can be improved, and some of them you really have to go, okay, well, I've had this major surgery, and therefore the consequences of this are, and what does this mean? And this is where you can do a lot of preventative things or come in with diet, lifestyle, supplemental things to support your bowels to ensure that these structural things that are going on in your gut don't actually lead to further gut conditions or even conditions that extend beyond the gastrointestinal system. Medication use is huge. There are so many different medications, from antibiotics to the contraceptive pill to SSRI medication that are used for as antidepressants and anxiety medication, even things like reflux medications such as Somac or any of those PPIs that you would be using. They all have a profound effect not only on your small intestine, but also your large intestinal microbiome. And, antibiotics in particular can go on and cause secondary infections like Clostridium, C. diff infection. So there's lots to consider there in terms of what medication you may be currently taking or your past history of medication use. The next one is high stress and anxiety. And like, I think this topic gets a little bit like, I know stress makes my IBS worse, and therefore we don't give it the attention that it truly needs, because we go, oh, I know I'm stressed, I can't do anything about it. I know I'm anxious, like, I can't stop being anxious, or I'm trying to do all of these things. And then you become stressed about being stressed or anxious about, and even just having these gut issues can make you feel stressed and anxious. So I understand the complexity of this, but I think sometimes this is overlooked or not given the weight that it needs to in terms of its actual impact that it's having. And there have been some clients that we've worked with in depth and resolved a lot of their underlying gut health issues. Many of them, they may have had poor gut motility. They may have had, lots of gut infections, and we've removed all of them. And then all of a sudden, they go through a really high, unexpected period of stress, and all of a sudden, they get maybe 30 40% of their symptoms come back during that acute stress. So it's in those moments where we know that our clients have remarkable gut health after we've worked with them and they go through those really stressful events. It's not lost on us how much of impact our nervous system and our gut-brain connection is and how vital that is. So we really, really want to be looking at that and taking that into account. And unfortunately, if you don't take that seriously, if you experience these things, then there may always be a level of bloating or, abdominal visceral hypersensitivity happening in your gut until you're able to calm these processes down. Stress and anxiety, when you're in that fight and flight mode, it has a direct correlation between shutting down your digestive system. So it suppresses all of those beautiful stomach acids and hydrochloric acid production that is essential for that good digestive capacity that we're talking about as number one, the root cause early on in the podcast. And when those things shut down, we get that poor digestive capacity. So this is what I was saying at the very start of today, is that you may not just have one root cause, you may actually have a few that are going on, and they're actually interplaying and connected to one another. And this is what's so empowering about when we start to actually truly look at what's going on and why we are where we are and what's making that happen. Sometimes there's only a few parts of the puzzle and it unlocks this whole new level of, resolution and transformation to your health and well-being. The sixth one I want to discuss with you is infections, and this is a big one. So this covers, anything from exposure to mold, mold toxins, right through to pathogenic infections that you might contract from water or food. And it also, most importantly, covers food poisoning. So one of the biggest root causes of IBS and SIBO is what's called post-infectious IBS. And so this is where you, and this is predominantly indicated when you have diarrheal symptoms. So if you currently experience diarrhea as a primary symptom, then I would be really thinking about whether or not you have experienced this since a chronic infection like barley belly, gastroenteritis, or food poisoning. And if that is the case, then there's a whole heap of things that need to be considered here in terms of there are certain antibodies that get switched on. There's some research to suggest that there is autoimmune-like processes that are happening here, and there's definitely inflammatory processes at play here that are quite unique for this type of presentation. So looking at, as naturopaths, we look at ways to support that through nutrition, diet, supplements, herbal medicines, and supporting that is just as important as, changing a food or consuming a probiotic or avoiding certain foods, for example. Like if you have these things and you do the low FODMAP diet, you're only going to get somewhat better, right? Because the low FODMAP diet is only, removing some of the carbohydrate foods that are putting, let's call it, fuel on the fire, which is the bacteria overgrowth. And you get that symptomatic improvement. But low FODMAP diet isn't going to do much about the damage from a medication. And it's certainly not going to, improve the motility of your bowel. If anything, it might actually cause you to eat less fiber and make your gut motility worse. And it's definitely not going to, make your stress and anxiety less. It could actually make you more stressed because it's so restricted and you just can't eat, you can't socialize, and you feel so down about how many foods you've cut out of your diet. So I hope that that kind of connects, that makes you understand that there is a bigger picture here. Now, the final thing I want to talk about here is the microbiome imbalance. So when we have imbalances to the microbiome, all right, that is maybe your beneficial bacteria isn't there in the amounts that we want it to be. So there are certain strains and species of bacteria. And as microbiome analysis and experts, we understand the percentages that you want those bacteria to be in your bowel. And we also know that there are certain strains and species in your gut that should not exist at a certain level, and we therefore want them to be under something like maybe 3% or 4% of your entire microbiome. And this is what we do when we're looking at stool tests for our patients. We're looking at, we have certain parameters from research that we know about, and we compare your poo sample and results to those, and that gives us an indication of the balance of your bacteria. And when you are in a situation where you are lacking and overgrown, you become imbalanced. And this is where you get lots of inflammation. Your immune system can start doing funky things. Those really pathogenic, nasty ones can really start to thrive. You know, some bacteria can even eat away at the mucin layer in your gut, right? So if we're not feeding our good bacteria and these bad bacteria as well, they need food as well. They can actually start to eat away at the gut lining in your stomach. I know it sounds like a weird show that you're watching, and I don't even know. It's so weird to think that this is happening in your gut, or this could be happening in your gut, but it is in some patients. So knowing this information is really, really important. And I cannot stress to you that how unique your gut is. Like, we every day are looking at microbiome tests in our clinic, and there is never the one same report. And the type of test that you do is essential to getting this accurate information. And unfortunately, there is still some really dud tests out there that cost a lot of money that do not give you the information that is really important to know about. So, to summarize all of this, it is really important for you to understand your root cause of your gut issue, because it is going to allow you to receive effective treatment. It will also allow you then to get personalized care, because your root causes aren't going to be like other people. And when you match that with your unique microbiome, this is where you start to get incredible clinical outcomes. And you're going to get there faster. Like, everyone we speak to always says to us, I just want to get better, and I don't want to have to like suffer for the next 2 years and fumble my way through it. So when you're doing all of these things, this is like the perfect way to unlock answers and get there as quick as possible. It's also going to allow you to prevent the reoccurrence or a relapse. It will optimize your gut health. It will also, and I love this, it's going to reduce unnecessary interventions. And this is so empowering. In the last month in our Nourish Gut program, we have a patient who has IBD, Crohn's disease, sorry, ulcerative colitis. Hello, this is just a quick little message to let you know that I am running a free IBS relief masterclass on the 22nd and 23rd of April, and I would absolutely love you to join me if you currently are suffering from IBS symptoms like bloating, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or maybe you also have SIBO, one of the main conditions linked in with IBS. I'm going to be stepping you through how to not only gain symptomatic relief of IBS and digestive illnesses, but also long-lasting relief via identifying and treating your root causes. I'll be talking about our Nourish Gut method and how we have been able to get amazing results with so many of our clients with both IBS and SIBO. I will be giving away an abundance of tips, resources, freebies, prizes. We're going to have a pop-up Facebook group. You do not want to miss this masterclass. It's going to be so much fun. Come and join me. If you would love to register, you will find the link to the masterclass in the show notes below. I'm very much looking forward to connecting and seeing you online during the masterclass. Until then, take care and keep enjoying the podcast. And she is a new patient of ours, and unfortunately came to us just that little bit too late, where she was flaring up very severely, and so therefore needed time in hospital and very, very unwell. Like, if you could think of the extreme case of being unwell in terms of your digestive system, this was one of our patients. And we were working very closely with her as she was in hospital, and working with her medical team and the hospital to help her manage, but also giving her tools that was safe with the ever-changing medication regime that she was being given, and they were trying lots of things and it was changing rapidly because she was having massive declines in her health. And at one point she was even recommended by the medical team that she have her whole bowel removed. And this was, like, as you could imagine, pretty horrific to hear that. And it was such a, and this is a young woman, she's in her 30s, and to be faced with a sudden decline in health and then such a rapid progression of that, and to end up feeling like you're going to have to take out your bowel, I feel like that's, there's not many things that get worse than that, you know? And so providing education, and because we were able to look at her unique microbiome, we looked at her health history, we had done SIBO testing, we were optimizing her diet, we were treating her holistically, we were able to provide this patient with informed education, and she asked for more time. And all of a sudden, through a combination of medical and our recommendation, she was discharged from hospital and has not had that surgery. Now, we are monitoring that, and who knows what the future holds. We're very optimistic that it will be a, you know, a very onwards and upwards a journey from here. However, I just, you know, being able to avoid unnecessary interventions is just one of the most, oh, I get a little bit emotional because I just think, like, life can change so suddenly, and our health can unfortunately turn bad all of a sudden. And yeah, it's incredible what natural medicine and giving our body time to heal can do. And I also think that when you can step into a place of feeling empowered in your decision and asking for more time or asking for all of the information to make an informed decision, it's incredible what can happen. And I mean, this situation could have gone the complete other way where she did not respond like she did so rapidly. The medical team couldn't believe how things turned around for her, and they were thrilled, as you could imagine. But that's just one example of a real life clinical case that we're currently supporting within our Nourish Gut program, of a very unwell person. But it also just shows you why personalized treatment and an understanding of these root causes is really important. You know, and this is what's going to get you further towards that long-lasting relief and wellness. Okay, so that's a lot of information about some of these root causes and giving you context. Now, what I actually have done is put together a root cause assessment. Now, this assessment I am running live as a bonus training inside our pop-up Facebook group for our IBS masterclass. And it is not too late to do this bonus training and to come to my masterclass to learn about so much more to do with gut health and to get your hands on this assessment. I walk you through all of those seven primary root causes as an assessment. And I have got questions for each section, and then a rating scoring system, and then an interpretation guide of your score so that you can work out which one of these root causes are at play for you. So all you need to do is register for the masterclass. The link is in the show notes. And by the time you're listening to this podcast, the training will have already actually been done, but you can register for the masterclass because that is still happening at the time that you'll be listening, and you will then be able to jump into the Facebook group and get access to my live training and the assessment. And there's also a work booklet which you can print out and do the assessment yourself. And there is then also, as part of that, interpretation and what each of those. So, for example, if you scored really high on poor digestive capacity, I explain what that might mean and some giving you some practical things that you can start to do. And then when you come along to the masterclass, you're going to be able to apply that even further and get even more clarity on, what you now need to do to get further to no longer suffering with these symptoms that you currently are. So please visit the link in the show notes to get access to that. Now, if you are listening to this masterclass, oh, sorry, to this podcast, and the live masterclass and this training is no longer available, you will notice that there is an opt-in at the bottom that you can click into to get access to these materials. So we will be making that available in the future. So click that if that's something that you would like to do, if the masterclass has kind of wrapped up and is no longer happening, because it is a pop-up masterclass and Facebook group. But because I know that this important is so valuable, we will be making it available post masterclass as well. Anyway, that is it for now. I really hope that you have had a couple of light bulb moments and have a deeper understanding as to what might be causing your gut issues and, a little bit of inspiration. If you have IBD as well, that case study may have been super empowering to you to hear about, one of our patients who was probably at her worst point and is now turning the corner, and still has her bowel. So that is something to celebrate today. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Nourish Gut. If you've enjoyed today's deep dive into gut health or found value in our discussions, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, or sharing with a friend who could use a little digestive support. Remember, your gut is not just a digestion center, but a core part of your overall well-being. If you have specific topics you'd like us to cover, or even just a question you'd like us to answer, feel free to reach out. You can find us over on Instagram at Carly Raven Naturopath, or even drop us an email at hello@carlyraven.com. And before we go, a big thank you to you, our incredible community, and our dedicated listeners. Your journey to better gut health inspires us every single day. Stay tuned for more insightful episodes, and until next time, take care of your gut, nourish your body, and embrace the amazing journey to a healthier, happier you.